Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
So, Rick, we've had some beautiful days this week, and all that snow is finally going away, but at a cost. Is your basement fortified against flooding?
So far it is, but for lots of folks, there are fears about flooding. As you said, the warm temperatures this week have melted a bunch of the record deep snowpack that we have. And unfortunately, a lot of that water is overwhelming natural and human-made systems across the Northland this week. It's filling creeks, rivers, and ditches, and spilling around culverts, over roads, into basements, and even into sanitary sewage systems. Worse yet, up to an inch of rain is forecast for Friday night into Saturday, with some snow to follow, adding more water into the mix and leading officials to say widespread flooding is possible. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office, the National Weather Service, the Duluth Fire Department, and other officials held a joint briefing Wednesday to warn residents of the potential flooding dangers. Inmates at both the Duluth Federal Prison and Northeast Regional Corrections Facility were busy Wednesday filling sandbags to be ready in case they're needed by county crews or the public. Meanwhile, Douglas County has declared a state of emergency in response to rapidly rising waters as a result of that snow melting and higher than average temperatures. The spring snow melt has caused sewer systems in Superior to work at capacity. Highway 13 in the Port Wing area on the South Shore was also closed due to washouts. Meanwhile, the St. Louis River at Scanlon is expected to reach flood stage by Saturday, with minor flooding occurring in that area. The Mississippi River near Aiken could cause flooding issues over the weekend as well. But large amounts of debris, including trees down in the December ice and snowstorms, could end up clogging creeks, ditches, and culverts. Duluth officially had 30 inches of snow on the ground as of April 1st, one of only four times in recorded history that much snow has hung on into April in our area. Before the melt started, meteorologists said the snowpack was holding the equivalent of 4 to 10 inches of rain across the Northland, with a foot or more along the north and south shores.
All right. Well, a little higher off the ground, the second floor of the recently constructed Lincoln Park Flats apartment building that was built partially with a city subsidy is being converted into a boutique hotel, which has raised the ire of affordable housing advocates. But the Duluth City Council and the developer are pointing fingers at each other about who knew about the plans and when.
Yes, and in reaction to all that, Duluth City Councilors passed a resolution Monday night that would require all future development agreements for residential projects involving public assistance to contain language clearly defining what uses of the property will be considered permissible, and also detailing specifically how long those covenants will remain in effect. The resolution was inspired by councilors' frustration over recent news that the owner of Lincoln Park Flats intends to convert one floor of the publicly subsidized apartment building into a boutique hotel. The owner, PNR Companies, notified tenants living on the second floor of the four-floor building that their year-long leases will not be renewed, as the company intends to use that level to accommodate a new hotel operation. Company representatives say current residents of the affected floor have been offered an opportunity to relocate to other units elsewhere in the building. In a letter to the council, Ryan Nelson, a principal partner at PNR, explained that the increased pandemic construction costs and soaring interest rates on short-term construction loans have left the company with no choice than to go this route. The conversion will result in the loss of 24 rental housing units, leaving the year-old building with just 50 of its original 74 apartment units. But PNR representatives pointed out that the company will hold to its commitment, as 23 of those apartments will be offered at reduced rents that qualify as affordable for qualified tenants, namely people earning no more than 80% of the area median income. The council approved $2.35 million in tax increment financing to support the construction of Lincoln Park Flats, with what was thought to be a clear understanding of what it could expect to receive in return. City staff continue to meet with PNR representatives in hopes of finding an alternative solution. Monday's resolution regarding the future development agreements for residential properties passed 8-0.
All right. Well, finally, last summer, the citizens of Two Harbors recalled Mayor Chris Swanson in a historic vote, and this week they held an election for his successor. How did it go?
Yes, by a margin of just 27 votes, Lou Connor has been elected the new mayor of Two Harbors after winning a special election Tuesday evening. According to unofficial results, Connor received 345 votes, Robin Glazier received 318, and there were five write-ins received as well for a total of 668 votes cast. Despite the votes being close between the candidates, they are not within limits requiring a recount, according to Minnesota state statutes. The election was held months after Two Harbors residents voted to recall Chris Swanson as mayor in August 2022 amid controversy regarding his underwater hotel and cryptocurrency pursuits, as well as other potential conflicts of interest and ethical concerns. Four candidates entered the race for the mayor's seat this past fall, and after a special primary election on February 14, that left Connor versus Glazier for the office. Lou Connor is a retired educator in higher education, current president of the North Shore Rotary, and a board member at North Shore Horizons. Connor said he's been attending council meetings for the past year and a half, so he's fairly well-versed with the city's issues and functions. Glazier is a previous two-term mayor, long-serving city councilor, and current Two Harbors City Council vice president. Her current term on the council will last as long as the mayoral term.
Well, we've been joined by Rick Lubbers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. We leave you with more of the music of DJ Deanna Johnson doing her rendition of Demi Lovato's Anyone. I'm Robin Washington. Stay safe, everyone.
I tried to talk to my piano, I tried to talk to my guitar, talk to my imagination, confided into alcohol. I tried and tried and tried some more, told secrets till my voice was sore, 'cause no one hears me anymore. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. Why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening, anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Oh, anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. I used to crave the world's attention. I think I cried too many times. I just need some more affection. Anything to get me by. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. Why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening, anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Oh. Stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. listening.